post-match interview.
I think we're going down. Brodie Mychek might be alongside Jason Doherty, thanks to the Drain Man. Down to you, Jace.
Yes, he is, and I can see the premiership medallion in front. It is shining brightly, Brodie. Congratulations. Must be an unbelievable feeling.
Yeah, it is. Close game again. Words can't describe what the feeling is. It's every player, every staff member, every family member's just... yeah, soaking it all in, and it's amazing, and it doesn't seem real, but I can't believe we're premiers.
We just said to the coach about playing and training for those types of scenarios. You've been doing it for a few weeks now, and obviously a couple of years where there have been close games, and again today you're able to work through the last 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, it's not ideal for anyone. When we got 10 points up, I was just like, please don't let them not kick another goal, and then there's pretty much nothing that us forwards can do with that. It's all contest. It's all, I got thrown deep late, and there was a few hairy moments there where they could have got out the back and kicked another goal, but what a way to get it done. And it was a fantastic game, and I'm sure any footy fan would have loved what they saw.
Brodie, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. From Tassie, Burnie, to Marby Park, to Werribee, to Port Melbourne, to Collingwood, it's been an incredible journey. There's probably been moments of self-doubt whether you could ever make it. Obviously, your last 5 years have been incredible with the Magpies, but it makes the journey worthwhile when the destination is a premiership medal.
Yeah, it does. I had in my first year made the granny. We lost that to West Coast, and it had a different feeling about it, this one. And, I soaked it all in, went back on how far I've come, and where the team is at now, even in the last 2 years, what we've achieved. So I had plenty of support from Tassie as well, the old teachers, coaches, old friends. So the support is amazing in Tassie, and I definitely don't forget where I've come from.
How many tickets you get hit up for, Brodie, in the lead up to the game?
It wasn't too bad. I don't like to say no to people. I sort of say I'll look around if there's any that pop up, but knowing that there's never going to be any.
No, so that means no.
just had my family here, a good mate down from Brisbane. And, a couple good mates from Tassie that come to watch as well. So it was awesome.
Absolutely fantastic. Who's a teammate that, you're happiest for? Is there one that stands out that, you know the backstory, or done it a bit tougher? Or is there anybody there you're really thrilled has won one today, other than yourself?
My mate Will Hosking-Elliott. Me and him chat a lot. We sort of needed it to be this one. We know it's going to be even tougher to back it up and do it again, but the amount of stuff he copped throughout his career and managed to just play different positions, play his role, and the fans started to see it, which was nice. And he cried last week. He probably won't like me saying that, but he's definitely shed a tear today, which is nice to see.
For the Drain Man, Block Drain's cleared fast. Speaking with Collingwood star Brodie Mychek on K-Rock Footy, here's Mark Neal.
Congratulations, Brodie. Hey, mate, can you just give us a little bit about your coach from a player's perspective? We've just had him on before, and one of the things that we noticed, even with all these tight games that you guys win all the time, you're doing it with a smile on your faces. How does that work?
He's amazing. Just manages to get us playing the moments. We train it, we practice it. So he's just as calm as everyone else is when those big moments happen. So, he speaks so well and holds everyone in this squad in high regards. So, it's amazing for him, and he deserves every bit of it.
Thanks for that, mate. Hey, sometimes when you're playing in the forward line and the ball comes in so quickly, the way that you guys move it, it's got to be someone's day. Clearly today that was Bobby Hill. Can you give us a bit of an insight into him and what I suppose you saw from playing alongside him?
Always knew he was the finals, a big time player. Bill Frampton, I knew it was going to be hard to get on the scoreboard today. Jamie Elliott had a tough time on Stashevich. And yeah, when we needed someone to step up, Bobby was there. He's a human highlight reel, does it all. So proud of him. Become good mates, and the forward line group we have is very special. We may not all be superstars, but we get the job done. And many times they say we need extra personnel down there, but now that the job's done, we can shush everyone up.
Brody, do you expect to be able to take the Premiership Cup down to Tassie at some stage?
I don't know. I have thought about it, but it's hard to believe what will happen after this. It'll all seem surreal now. So, hopefully I can get the cup, chuck it on carry-on, I reckon, show it off in the airport. hopefully I am planning to go back to Tassie. So, we'll see what happens, and hopefully, can share it with everyone down there.
You got a special bottle of something that you've had locked away to open in case of Premiership, a nice little bottle of vino or a good little drop of whiskey or something?
No, I didn't plan that far ahead. There's a few bottles at home that haven't been opened, so, but I don't know if I'm going home yet for a while, so, I don't think I'll be drinking anything at home.
Brody, congratulations. We've enjoyed following your journey, especially when you were at Werribee. We've had some close ties with Werribee over the journey here at K-Rock, being a Geelong Bay station. Obviously, ironically, I think you played a really good final against Collingwood in the VFL back in 2015, and here you are as a Collingwood Premiership player. So nice little continuation of your career. Well done, and we really appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Brody Mychek, Premiership player.
The post-match interview.